May God add blessing to the reading of His Word together. Did you see the movie, The Sinking of the Titanic? That was about 10 years ago, wasn't it? The movie happened. I have a student that had watched it 12 times. Now, you remember in that movie, there were not enough lifeboats for all the passengers. So only first-class passengers were allowed in the lifeboats. And second and third class passengers were barred from going up onto the deck where the lifeboats were. They had life jackets on, so that means they were plunged into the icy water. And about 1,800 passengers died that night. They were all low-class passengers. You see, this was a kind of discrimination. And discrimination divides, separates the haves from the have-nots. The story that we've read today from the Gospel of Luke is the story of an outcast woman. It's the story about God's attitude toward an outcast. This woman had a humiliating illness. She had been bleeding for 12 years. If you look in the book, the Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 15, you will see there the law that says anything that a person who has this illness, anything that she touches becomes defiled. And anyone who touches her becomes defiled. Anybody who had any kind of contact with her would become unclean. She was an outcast. Nobody wanted to be near her. She had been to doctors, and doctors were unable to heal her. Now, the author of this book, Dr. Luke, was a medical doctor. Now, he doesn't mention what Mark mentions in Mark 5:26. Mark 5:26 says that she had been to many doctors, they were unable to help her, and she had used up all of her money. So, has anything changed about doctors in 2,000 years? I'm sorry. There may be some doctors here, and I have been blessed by many doctors. But this woman heard about Jesus. And she said to herself, Jesus can help me if I just reach out and touch him.
他意识到如果他能够碰到耶稣，耶稣会医治他。
So she slipped up behind Jesus in the crowd.
所以他就悄悄跟在人群后面，在耶稣后面跟着。
And she didn't touch Jesus' body, she just touched the edge of his cloak.
他都没有碰到耶稣的身体，只是碰了一下耶稣衣服上的穗子。
And zap, like electricity, she felt power in her body, and immediately she was healed.
就那么一碰，就像触电一样，立刻就有能力传出来，她就被医治了。
Now she tried to hide.
这个时候，她就想要藏起来。
Because she knew that she had just made Jesus unclean.
因为她刚才的举动使得耶稣按照律法的规定是不洁净的。
She had made a lot of other people in the crowd unclean as well.
而且被她碰到的人也应该是不洁净的。
Jesus stopped and he demanded, "Who touched me?"
耶稣立刻停下来问谁碰了我。
The woman didn't say anything. She tried to hide.
这个女人没有做声，因为她还想藏起来。
Now, it's like this. Have you ever been in Times Square on New Year's Eve?
设想一下，在新年晚上，你们在时代广场。
You know, there are scores of thousands of people all jammed together.
那个时代广场上人挤人，挤满了人。
And what if you said, "Who touched me?"
如果你们有说，哎，谁碰我？
What do you mean, who touched me? Thousands of people have touched me.
你这样子说呢，不对，因为你身边的人，几千人都可能碰过你。
But Jesus kept on asking, "Who touched me? Who touched me?"
但是耶稣不停地问，谁碰我？谁碰我？
So the woman knew she couldn't hide.
这时候，这个女人知道她再也不能藏不住了。
She finally came forward and confessed all that had happened and why she touched Jesus.
她就终于走了出来，她就能承认她为什么要来碰耶稣。
Now Jesus knows that she has made him unclean.
因为耶稣知道，根据律法，这个女人使得她不洁净。
What is going to be Jesus' reaction?
那么耶稣的反应会是什么呢？
How is Jesus going to treat this outcast?
耶稣会怎样对待一个被社会所唾弃的人呢？
I want to tell you, you can see it from the scripture. Jesus receives her with love.
你们从经节中可以看到，我也可以告诉你们，耶稣用爱接纳了他。
In verse 48, he says, "Daughter, your faith in me has healed you. Go in peace."
48节说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。
Now that's the story.
那是刚才的故事。
There are three lessons that we learn from this story.
我们从这个故事可以学到三个功课。
The first is that Jesus cares about you.
第一个功课就是。耶稣关心你。
Jesus cares about each one of us individually.
耶稣对我们每一个人都极其的关心。
He knows who you are. He knows your problems.
他知道你是谁，他知道你的问题。
You know, Jesus interrupted a ministry trip to heal this woman.
你看，耶稣当时正来是去一个医治另外一个人，但是为了这个女人，耶稣就停了下来。
We're told in verse 41 that the head of the ruler of the synagogue, a very important person, has said, "Come to my house and heal my daughter."
在41节讲到，有一个管会堂的，就是一个很有社会地位的人，邀请耶稣来到他家里医治他的女儿。
Jesus stopped in the middle of a ministry trip to a very important person.To deal with an outcast.
耶稣他就在到这么一个重要人物家里面去做工的时候，在路上为了这样一个被人所不识的女人，他居然停了下来。
For Jesus, there are no outcasts.
因为从在耶稣眼里，没有人是被唾弃的。
Jesus touched lepers.
耶稣他去碰那些长大麻风的人。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Lepers made people unclean, too. Let me ask you, have you ever touched a person with AIDS? I mean, when you knew it, he or she had AIDS. I remember the first time I did, it was in Nyack Hospital. And I said to myself, if Jesus can touch a leper, I can hug a person with AIDS. Matthew chapter 10, verse 30 and 31 says, God knows the number of hairs on your head. Do you know how many hairs you have? God does. He knows about you. He cares about you. Jesus came to this world not to be its judge, not to judge us, but as our Savior. When we were in Indonesia, I was in a truck with a Muslim workman going up to a place in Indonesia. This man was a Muslim. I asked him about his family. Oh, he says, his son was about 5 years old, wakes up at night screaming. He says, he wakes up saying, he's going to get me. And so the father would run into his room and say, son, who's going to get you? And the boy would say, God's going to get me. He's going to send me to hell. I was able to tell him that God came not as our judge, but as our Savior. God sent Jesus because he loves us. I was blessed to see that man give his heart to Jesus. And I was blessed to be involved when that little boy was baptized. The second lesson in this passage is this. Just being near to Jesus doesn't mean that you have touched him in a special way. There were many people in that crowd who touched Jesus. They came up to him and bumped into him. Lots of people touched Jesus. But there was only one woman who touched him in a life-changing way. You know, there are many people who feel that they are near to Jesus because their family says, we're a Christian family. They even go to church. Now, I'm not speaking against going to church. I'm glad you came to church today. But if going to church is just because of a family habit, then you're not touching Jesus the way that woman
did.
If we're just going through the motions, we're not actually touching Jesus. One of my friends was in the Korean War. Now, nobody here is old enough to remember the Korean War. But he was not a believer. And as he landed, as the American forces landed at Busan, why, a bullet came and killed his buddy right next to it. And he looked up and he said, God, if you're there, if you keep me through this war, I will find out who you are and I'll serve you the rest of my life. That's called battlefield conversion. After the war was over, he was back in the United States and he walked down the street and here was a church. Oh, he says, I made a promise to God. I better go into this church and find out who he is. He went into that church, gave his heart to Jesus, and became a missionary. He spent 30 years in Indonesia, one of my colleagues. But you see, he touched Jesus in a very life-changing way. You have to be deliberate about touching Jesus. And that is the third lesson from this story. You must be intentional if you're going to touch Jesus. This woman recognized that she had a need. And the first step is to say, I need Jesus. You've got to admit it and say, I can't do anything about this, and I need Jesus' help. This woman recognized that Jesus was the answer. It's not a philosophy. It's not meditation on something. It's a person. If you're going to get help, you need a person. And you need the power of that person. And then she did something about it. If we're going to meet God for our need, we've got to take action. Mark, the same passage in Mark, tells us that she planned, she said in her heart, I must go and I will go and touch his garment. She met Jesus because she believed and because she took action. I want to ask you what this story means for you. Do you have a need that you want God's help with? Jesus wants to touch you for your need. The first step is to acknowledge that you have a need. And that Jesus is the answer to that need. Reach out and take hold of Jesus, and you will have your answer. Have you met Jesus in a life-changing way? Have you given the keys of your life to Jesus so that He is making the decision? Or are you just brushing up against Jesus socially? Do you bring a burden to this meeting today? Do you have a burden that nobody else knows about? Jesus wants to help you lift your burden. Do you have a physical illness? Or do you have some emotional need? Do you have some financial burden? Whatever the problem is, Jesus wants you to reach out and touch Him for your need. Do you have some hidden sin that nobody else knows about? God will not throw you away because of that sin. God wants you to reach out and touch Him. Do you have a family problem and you don't know what's going to happen? Jesus wants to help you. He is there for you. And He invites us to reach out and touch just the border of His garment. Let's pray together. Now, before I pray, I want to give you a chance to say, I have a need and I want you to pray for me. If you have a need, just raise your hand and let me pray for you. I see many people with needs. Keep your hand up and let me bring your need to God. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you sent Jesus to meet our needs. And that His power can change our lives. You see your people here who raise their hands to say, I need the help of Jesus. Oh Lord, meet them in this special need that each one has. I pray that the great power of Jesus may enter their lives. That you will bring healing. That you will change life situations. That you will help them in problems in their families. that Jesus may be Lord of their lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are not alone. That we can reach out and slip our hand into Jesus' hand. And Jesus says to us, my son, my daughter, I will help you. We thank you in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Let me say that